Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and my brother, John D., United States Marine, fighting tyranny. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself today. Well, it's currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 70 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, kind of cooling down a little bit. Still probably smoky out. I ain't been outside to look, really, but I'm sure it's smoky out there. It's got to be. There's fire everywhere. That being said, how's the weather today out there, Nazi Joysy, John?
Well, Henry, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level, we've got 67 degrees, 45% humidity, and mostly sunny skies. No chemtrails up there, and once again, mysteriously, I feel fine.
Isn't that something? Isn't that funny? I should pay more attention to that because, you know, well, I do notice when they're real heavy, you know, you can feel the sickness and like you're kind of slow of wit, you know what I'm saying? Like things ain't clicking.
Oh, absolutely. Or, you know, when I tell Carrie and I says, you know what, there's chemtrails today, so watch. I says tomorrow or the day after, you're going to feel lethargic. You're going to have a little trouble concentrating, yep. Remembering things. And mysteriously, that seems to happen all the time.
Strange, isn't it? Anyway,
it's just coincidence, Henry. We don't entertain a conspiracy theory here, so.
No conspiracy theories allowed here. That's the rule.
So what do you got on today's plate? Because wasn't that supposed to be another dogfight or something, and then they called it off? I don't even know. I don't follow that stuff anymore.
Well, what we got is 13 charged in plot to against Michigan governor. kidnap the governor of Michigan.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
when half of them are FBI agents, it's not a good thing.
Oh, one of those? You mean like back in the World Trade Center bombing back in 93, 94, where the FBI found the patsy, gave him the plans, gave him the ideas, gave him money, gave him the explosives, but fortunately the guy was smart enough to record all the conversations.
Yeah, and he didn't go to jail, but he sure left the goddamn country. This was just breaking news just a little while ago. It's up on the trenches, and we just put another update on it, and I haven't even read the update, but I guess that's what we'll start with and see what we think about it.
Well, sounds good, Henry.
All right, we'll be right back. Maybe we'll be right back. We'll see. Well, I want to do that. Okay.
Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Let me get this damn thing up here.
Now, Henry, how many times have we seen stuff like this where there would be a plot or one of these drills that suddenly go live and, you know, there's children shot at or adults shot at or there's a bombing or something. And, of course, the FBI mysteriously is always involved right there.
Well, you know, when it first broke, they said 7 people. Now it's up to 13 charged in plot against Michigan governor. But one of the updates on the stupid box said that whoever these fellas are, they were, you know, it's just the same stupid thing. You know, Samuel Clemens, he said the only way that you can keep a secret between 3 people is if 2 of them are dead. And I mean, and they also said that what happened was one of these fellows had went to the militia, I guess, offshoot of the Wolverines, or they said Wolverines something. I ain't read this article. I read the other one, but I brought this one up because it was had more and it was just put out. But it was a actual militia member of this Wolverine. I don't know if it was a side thing, you know, like a shoot off or offshoot, whatever they call it there. But this guy here, he went to the FBI and he became their informant. So they've been doing, you know, watching these guys, you know, plan their big attack since like 2020, I think it said in the other article. I'll go ahead and read this and then we can talk about it. Agents foiled a stunning plot to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Authorities said Thursday in announcing charges in an alleged scheme that involved months of planning and even rehearsals to snatch Whitmer at her vacation home. 6 men were charged in federal court, while 7 others accused of trying to target police and the state capitol were charged in state court. All of us in Michigan can disagree about politics, but those disagreements should never, ever amount to violence. Like they don't never perpetrate no violence on you. Violence has been prevented today. Detroit U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider, isn't that the same one that did the Bundys up there? Schneider, don't that sound familiar? Told reporters. The 6 charged in federal court plotted for months, consulting and training with members of a group that federal authorities described as a militia, and undertaking rehearsals in August and September, according to FBI affidavit, to an FBI affidavit. 4 planned to meet Wednesday to, quote, make a payment on explosives and exchange tactical gear, the FBI said in a court filing. The FBI quoted one of the accused as saying, Whitmore has no checks and balances at all. She has uncontrolled power right now, which she fucking does and has proved it. All good things must come to an end. The 6 men charged in federal court were arrested Wednesday. Of course, Whitmore, she, you know, has broken the highest law in this fucking land, and she, you know, walks free and just turns around and breaks it again after she's been told that she's violating the fucking Bill of Rights and the fucking procedural, just turns around and just does it again. But there's no check to her. The 6 men charged in federal court were arrested Wednesday night and face up to life in prison if convicted. They were due in court Thursday. Andrew Burge, the U.S. attorney in Western Michigan, called them violent extremists. Whitmore has been praised but also deeply criticized for the state's response to the coronavirus. She put major restrictions on personal movement throughout the state and on the economy, although many of those limits have been lifted. The Michigan Supreme Court last week said a 1945 law used as the foundation for many of the governor's orders is unconstitutional, but she put them right back on with using the 1919 law or some kind of shit like that. She put them back on yesterday. We did the story and just said, fuck you to the Michigan Supreme Court, which is just another corporate fucking court. I mean, It's just, how in the hell do you talk about it? The government said the plot against Whitmore was stopped with the work of undercover agents and informants. Through electric communications, two of the alleged conspirators agreed to unite others in their cause and take violent action against multiple state governments that that they believed are violating the U.S. Constitution, the FBI said. The criminal complaint identified the sixth Adam Fox, Garbin, Ty Garbin, that's okay. Ty Garbin, Caleb Franks, Daniel Harris, Brandon Caserta, all of Michigan, and Barry Croft of Delaware. Okay, Fox said he needed 200 men to storm the Capitol building in Lansing and take hostages, including the governor, according to the FBI. He said he wanted to try Whitmore for treason and would execute the plan before the November 3rd election, the government said. The group later shifted to targeting the governor's vacation home, the FBI said. The government said the scheme appeared to have roots in a June gathering in Dublin, Ohio, attended by more than a dozen people from several states, including Croft and Fox. The group talked about creating a society that followed the U.S. Bill of Rights and where they could be self-sufficient, the FBI affidavit said. They discussed different ways of achieving this goal, from peaceful endeavors to violent actions. Several members talked about murdering tyrants or taking a sitting governor. So, you know, like I said, this has been going on for quite a while. 13 people gathered. Three can't keep a secret. I mean, this was no doubt run from the FBI from the get-go. They said on the stupid box that the guy had come up and we got mad about some gym closing or something and said, we have to do something about this, and I need some ideas, and I guarantee you, here come the FBI with their ideas of what they should, what, this is what you should do.
Henry?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, we're talking about informants here. You know, I like to know, who were the informants, what kind of charges did the FBI are hanging over their heads, and, you know, and this whole thing stinks. They might have just been talking about, what do we do when the shit hits the fan? We have to have a plan. And now all of a sudden this fucking mayor comes into it. I mean, a good attorney could tear this apart. You know, it's all bullshit.
Possibly. I mean, but they will. You know, it's like when they were going to, three or four years back, there was like two guys that were supposed to gonna blow a bridge up. And the FBI agents that were their cohorts in it built the bomb and everything. The bomb wouldn't explode or anything. But these guys were, like, mildly retarded. But, I mean, anybody that thinks, I mean, goddamn, 13 people that, you know, that you don't got a rat among you. That's why, you know, we talk about the fucking command structure. I mean, if there was a command structure of a militia for the United States, it would be fucking corrupted. It would be infiltrated. That's why we talk about, you know, fucking, we're individuals. You, I'd say only as an individual, only one you got to trust is yourself. And it's going to come. It's going to come to us. Huh?
Yeah, right. But you got a guy that's got charged with murder on a separate case, and the FBI has got him squeezed, and we need some information, or you're going to go, or you're going to be put away for 20 years. And this guy knows a militia member, he's going to rat and mix shit up. Like, we don't even know, you know, we don't know. The FBI can, this might be completely contrived. We have no idea.
I don't have a fucking clue. You know, I mean, but, you know, you know, one of the details they put on the television was that they had tried to explode an improvised explosive device and had failed to do so. You know, so, I mean, were they, how much was the FBI helping them along? Probably the FBI was running the whole goddamn thing, you know, far as anybody knows. And if any of the, I mean, if any of the shit was said, I mean, how it was taken, you know, did they cut tapes and put stuff in different places? I mean, there's nothing beyond these bastards. And that federal prosecutor. What the hell did they say his name was there? That sounds like the same one that fucking was there in Nevada prosecuting the Bundys, you know, fucking. It's just, what a fucking tragedy. These guys, I mean, the best of intentions, you know, fucking, they need, that Whitmore, she has broken the fucking law. There is no doubt in the goddamn world about it. If you can read and write, you know she has broken the law. The fucking Supreme Court of Michigan said she had broken the law. Why wasn't she arrested? You know, when, and it's shit like this, it's turning people. It's turning. But that's why, you know, we talk about, you know, fucking everybody, leaderless resistance. I don't, yeah, go ahead and get you some leaders, man. Let them lead you where you'll go. They will.
We're going to start hearing stuff like this all the time, Henry. I mean, it's getting bad out there. People are pissed off. They're going to saying, fuck this. What are we going to do about it? And so the FBI, you know, we're going to be hearing this all the fucking time now.
Well, they're talking like this was two different plots. You know, like there was a plot to take, police or the Capitol building, and then you know, and they had like the addresses of cops and shit, and it was like a 200-man attack is what one of the, I mean, if you can believe any of it. I mean, do you believe anything? First place, you got to realize you can't believe nothing that comes through the stupid box. And, you know, I haven't listened to fucking Corky's program probably a year. I looked on Liberty Tree Radio, and it didn't look like they'd broadcast for a week, but it could just be that Ed hasn't put anything up. I'm going to turn it on and you know, see what he says about it. He'd know more, you know, there.
I just want to say one thing, and I'll get off. I don't mean to interrupt, Henry.
That's
I'm sorry,
right.
But Fox News was mentioned in the first article. Anything Fox News is involved with, it's going to be a fucking propaganda. It's going to be a lie. So the first article you put up, it had Fox News in the first couple paragraphs there talking shit about these people. So right away there's a problem. You know, you got Fox News involved with this bullshit.
Well, you got to realize how these bastards work, too, just like I said with the two retarded kids. I mean, these guys on their own couldn't have thought up to blow up a bridge. But, they want to have these busts, and this is a good because, you know, you're right here next to election, and they're talking about Trump being close to these militias, these right-wing evil militias and what might have you. And here, we just had a bust right where a fucking they said that, you know, that they never went through with this fucking these new restrictions that this bitch Whitmer put in place. But, yes, they did. The next day she put it in under another fucking law after it already been declared fucking, they say unconstitutional. And they said it because it wasn't legislated. You know, we talked about it yesterday, how it's all bullshit. The bottom line is it removes procedural due process. It is, she is absolutely in violation of the fucking highest law of this land, and she ain't going to get arrested. I'm here to tell you.
Yeah, I wonder if these guys even got bail. Are they going to deny bail? You know, I mean, that bail's going to probably be $2 million fucking dollars. But, are they going to give them bail? You know, geez.
Terrorism charges. I mean, God, there was a list of them of charges against each one. And then now they're saying 13 have been, you know, this one here is their 13 charged. The one I just listened to before I came up here, there was only six or seven. But they gave the names and they gave the charges, but now we're up to 13. And, I mean, God damn. I mean, the people, you know, 13 people got together in a room and really, I mean, if somebody, you got to fucking watch for these pricks, man. Somebody starts, I mean, you don't know fucking, you know, or you half-ass know, or you don't really fucking know. It looks at you and says, you know, Let's kidnap a mayor or a fucking governor or something, man. You better be throwing that son of a bitch out the door right now. Because, I mean, that is a plant. I mean, I don't know. I mean, when the Atari got fucking busted, it was fucking FBI agents.
That's exactly right. Yeah, he could have had charges against him, and the FBI are using him as an informant, and he's going to build this fucking thing up into a goddamn...
They're acting like he was a good militiaman who went to the FBI. But, I mean, when you probably when you go to find out whoever the guy was that fucking, was the inside man for the FBI, you'll find out that fucking, you know, he had beating his old lady. He was a crank junkie. He was, you know, it's the same old fucking shit, different day. But this is why it's impossible to organize. This is why it is just flat impossible to organize. You're just going to have to fucking wait it out and fight your best fight you can. And once the fight starts, it ain't going to fucking matter. You know, when the fucker came up, the state police for fucking Michigan there, the ones that did the arresting, I mean, they called him, what the hell was it, major or something, a military title. And he had military insignia on. I mean, but the people that look right at a fucking forest and can't see the goddamn trees. They cannot see what's right in front of their fucking eyes. And these guys here, you know, talking about, you know, trying her. Hey, I want to charge her with fucking sedition and treason against the fucking, against me. And again, I'll put the charge myself on her against me, but I can't do it. Only a DA can charge her for her fucking high treason. See, that's what happened with that first Congress. That's why they created that Office of Attorney General and that Supreme Court without going through Article 5 of the fucking Constitution so that they could fucking take complete control of the fucking judicial system down the line. Because the people wouldn't have stood for it then. But after the fucking Civil War, then that's when they, you know, came up with the 14th Amendment. You're all fucking subjects and you have been really all along. And slavery was never fucking, a part of the fucking Bill of Rights, but Abraham Lincoln sure as hell tried to make it a part of the Constitution. I mean, it's all just been fucking slime from the get-go. And we all fucking know it. But this is why, I say, people talk about, you know, getting to know, I can't get to know anybody. I mean, somebody I've never met, I don't want to meet nobody. Because they would only have one reason to want to fucking meet me. You know, I've taken on friends, you know, that I've got to know slowly over many years that I trust, but fucking, I don't know, brother. It's just fucking, it's just disgusting.
Well, you can talk about it like you're doing. I'm sorry, go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
I
think somebody's trying to get in. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Doc. Hey, Doc. This was several weeks ago I was trying to talk about the people having a reluctancy to do something. We all know that they're doing this stuff that shouldn't be done, and they should be charged and tried in a common law court. I agree. And this is, you know, whether there was a plant in there or not, you know, somebody stood up and saw a wrong, and they wanted to maybe do something about it. And this is the reluctancy of people to step forward.
Yep.
Because who do you trust?
You're exactly right, man. I can't argue with the thing you just said. And that's why when people talk to me about it, I say it's going to have to come down, I guess, to defending your own castle. And when they come, then, you know, that's why we're going to lose a couple million people. Because the communists have infiltrated this country to the point. I mean, look at the mechanism they've put together here within our goddamn boundaries of our country. Militarized police on the fucking streets. Because that's what that fucking, whatever in the hell he was, a major, that's what that major was. Militarized police. He looked like a fucking Stasi fucking, right out of fucking East Germany. At any rate.
I agree. This was, just a couple of towns over, 30 miles west of us, they were bringing in the National Guard to supposedly help out with some health stuff that the community was doing. You know, why do you need the National Guard to do that? It's just the reluctancy of people to step forward and do the right thing, because then they, you know, boom, you're busted, and now you can't do the right thing because you're sitting in a cell.
Because,
you know, I just foresee a few open windows in my house and piles of hot brass in each room. That's all I can see.
The FBI are really good at what they do. They like to scare the shit out of the people, and so they don't make a move on them or move toward the government. This is what they do, and this is how we react. And You know, blah, blah, blah. It's been going on for fucking since 1770 goddamn five, man. You know, this is what they do. They scare people, the FBI.
And this is...
They're good at it.
Yeah, and, you know, they've timed this all up right for this election. Because, you know, they are going at it with one another to determine which brand of communism is going to fucking rule our people and remove our fucking rights and make us fucking slaves. And you know, they've been all this every fucking time they get into Trump, they start talking about his connection to right-wing militias. And that's what this is going to be, right-wing. They called him a fucking gang. You know, I guess that the guys at Lexington Concord, they were a fucking gang. But, well, you know, I read a little book on that once upon a time. And, you know, that like 40 of the people that were supposed to step out on that fucking green with them didn't do it. They didn't even come out of their houses. It was just, they were 40 short on what. But, you know, it's going to happen. It can't not happen because they keep pressing the fucking tyranny. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, they try and organize people as, I mean, this is about as close as you're going to get and still fucking, you know, maintain your fucking integrity and fucking not be fucking infiltrated. I mean, anybody wants to come on here, I don't say nothing on this goddamn radio that I don't say on my phone, that I don't say in my fucking house, because I know it's all fucking bugged. And I know that fucking one against 100's bad fucking odds, but you know, when it comes, it comes, and you can't back down from it. And that's the way it's going to be in the beginning. That's why we're going to lose a lot of people in the beginning. But that finally people will step out. Instead of doing things in a covert way, they will come out with that fucking Bill of Rights in their hands, and we're enforcing this fucking law. And that's what's going to get lost in all of this. As you know, these people did talk about, you know, that we want to live under the Bill of Rights, which is what this goddamn country is supposed to be. We're all supposed to be living under the Bill of Rights. But we know too little is all I can say to say anything else about it. I mean, there's nothing left to say. And somebody who really knows the truth, I mean, you're going to hear this shit right out the fucking gate, of course. And you know, these terrorists coming after old governor fucking the treasonous fucking governor of fucking Michigan. And just like this article here, you know, it said it, but it had been stopped when they talk about her goddamn unlawful fucking treasonous fucking goddamn absolute fucking treasonous orders that she gave that she had no authority to give. Judge Napolitano had come on fucking Fox News and said that these goddamn governors and not even the president can give these kind of orders. Why? Because they violate the fucking procedural due process. But he wouldn't say it. See, he wouldn't say it. That's what needs to be said. That's what, I mean, instead of, I'm sure that this is what these people are going to be saying, but you're not going to hear it. You're not going to hear that, you know, that is a fucking criminal. That woman is a fucking criminal by definition of the English language or any other language on this fucking planet. Did she commit a crime? Yes, she fucking did. She violated the fucking procedural due process of the fucking, every fucking, free national in the state of fucking Michigan with her fucking lockdown order that she had no authority to give, which is a violation of the 9th article of our fucking Bill of Rights, which is ratified law, ratified December 15, 1791. And it is the absolute superior law and superior jurisdiction. So, like I said, they're going to throw out, this is what the mainstream has thrown out. I think it's because it's just before the election and it's just, they're playing fucking games. I mean, I just ain't gonna say no more until I hear something that I believe. I mean, I can't believe anything that these fuckers are putting out right now. Who knows what happened exactly? Only the people that were there, but evidently, you know, man, somebody, I mean, the FBI, like I said, half of them probably FBI, just like you know, when they took the Hatari, they had the FBI in there, you know, fucking assholes in there. And they took recordings of them, and they took them apart and tried to make it sound like they were plotting and planning too, remember? Like they were doing, you know, cut the tapes and just played certain parts and shit, everything they could to convict them, and the Hatari walked. the Hatari was innocent. So we don't know nothing about these fucking guys until we hear, you know, I'm going to try and listen to the intel report this afternoon and see if Clarkey's still coming up or not. But past that, I don't know what to fucking say. Only that you, if there's, if you want to keep a secret between three people, two of them better be fucking dead. I think that's pretty obvious to everyone at this point in the ball game. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, here with my brother John D., United States Marine fighting tyranny, who's about to do the tactical report. John, you have the mic, sir. John?
Okay, there we go. It really helps if I turn the microphone on. Thank you, as always, Henry. You know, I turn the microphone off so it doesn't pick up any of the background noises I have occurring here sometimes, and then I got to scramble to find it's a little tiny button on my screen, and then you got to find the cursor because it's a little tiny cursor, so yeah, that's why it takes me a couple of seconds to sometimes click back in. Anyway, moving on. This I am John D. U.S. Marine. This is the Tactical Report. It is Thor's Day, as it was originally called, which is from the Norse god Thor, god of strength and storms. We are going to be strong, and we are going to be the storm when it comes time to just eradicate these effing communists out of this country. So from Thor's Day, we get Thursday. October 8th, 2020. Can you believe it? October 8th already. October 8th, 2020. It is 1541 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 341 to all you civilians out there. And to all you people who think you're going to be able to vote your way out of this, Mickey's little hand is just past the three, and his big hand is pointing up near the thing that looks like a little snowman. That's the number eight. All right, let's get moving. I got a couple of interesting things I want to cover here. Let's just take a quick fly over this fraud, this con called the financial markets. And right now, gold is currently at $1,892 an ounce. It was as high as $1,900. It touched it for a brief second, and oh, then they came in with another smackdown and drove the price of gold all the way back down to 1880, and it did recover a little bit. So it is currently at 1892. And silver is at $23.86 an ounce. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up 73 points at 28,376. The U.S. Zala Index is holding steady at about 94%. Crude oil is up $1.30 at $41.25 a barrel on the New York spot market. In the cryptocurrencies, we've got Bitcoin is up $217 at $10,904. Ethereum is up $10 at $352.13 for a coin. And Litecoin, some people trade in Litecoin too. That's up 64 cents. At $47.31 a coin. Now, I love this. I mean, if I was a real gambling man, I'd be jumping all over Bitcoin just because look how much it moves in a single day, 200, 300, 400 hours. And even if it drops, well, typically it looks like you just kind of got to hold it for a day or two, and it pulls back up, and then you cash out. So if you like to do a little bit of gambling, Bitcoin's a great way to go. I know some people talk about using it as a currency, and for an international system of payment, it's not bad, but I wouldn't buy Bitcoin and just hold it, especially when I do believe that there is going to be a crash, and all of these manufactured financial frauds, these cons, and remember, what is behind Bitcoin is, well, nothing. It's a mathematical algorithm. There is no substance behind it whatsoever. In fact, it's barely even a mathematical algorithm. It's really a bunch of zeros and ones in a computer chip somewhere. That's all Bitcoin really is. It's just somebody's estimate in a computer system about what it's worth and people's willingness to pay it. And that's it. There's absolutely nothing backing it. Not even the lip service associated with this Federal Reserve note. The Zionist Certificate of Enslavement, at least behind the lip service they give you behind that is, it has the backing or the full faith and credit of the United States. That's what's backing it. The full faith and credit of the United States. How's that for friggin' lip service? What's backing Bitcoin? Oh, yeah, nothing. So you put your money in there if you think it's a good bet. All right, let's get moving. Talking about frauds and cons and money that's been stolen from us over in Investment Watch. Does Treasury need, and they're talking about Department of Treasury, does Treasury need an accountant or an IT consultant? Treasury direct claims, U.S. Department directly claims $368.1 billion in fiscal year interest expense. It's actually $517.6 billion. Not quite double, but almost double from what it's saying it actually is. So there is some of the cost related to using their fraud, their con of currency called the Federal Reserve Note, when the government is supposed to be issuing money with no relative expense to it other than the cost of producing it or printing it. That's it. And not even printing. We're supposed to have silver and gold. That's supposed to be our money. And, of course, when the government issues it, and normally it's going to be done for people who have performed some kind of work, or that's how the money's supposed to get into the system. So it shouldn't actually even cost anything, but should be a method of payment. Well, we don't even have that, people. We actually pay over $500 billion a year for the privilege of using these certificates of enslavement called Federal Reserve Notes. But that's not a problem, people, so don't worry about it. Going on. Talking about more financial crimes over in Wall Street on Parade. That's the name of the website, Wall Street on Parade. Citigroup is slapped with a $400 million fine for doing something so bad it can't be spoken out loud. What was it? J.P. Morgan just paid almost $1 billion and in fines, and that was the negotiated one. So you can be damn sure when they started the negotiations, the fining process, what the government was telling J.P. Morgan it was supposed to pay was probably well in excess of $1 billion. What I want to know is, what was it they did that was so bad that they're going to fine them, and J.P. Morgan's simply going to agree to pay them $1 billion, and not one person has gone to prison. Not even a single day. Not even held in a waiting cell for 10 minutes. Didn't even get that much. Well, let's see what this one's about. Citigroup slapped with a $400 million fine for something so bad, it can't be spoken out loud. Federal regulators are rapidly becoming bigger dark pools, and that's a phrase usually used with financial circles, dark pools, hidden pools of money and hidden transactions and all that. Bigger dark pools of information than those secretive stock exchanges run by big banks on Wall Street. On Tuesday, September 29th, when all eyes were focused on a presidential debate to occur, the presidential debate, more like a dog barking contest, presidential debate to occur that evening, the Justice Department issued a press release announcing the fourth and fifth felony counts against J.P. Morgan Chase in the past 6 years. I'm just going to scroll down here a little bit. It says, in an unprecedented move, the Justice Department did not hold a press conference to explain why the country's largest bank is allowed to perpetually commit felonies with no change in management. I mean, they're not even required to change people in management, much less put somebody in jail. Come on. The bank admitted to the charges and was put on a 3-year probation. Oh, I'm sure they just feel really bad about what they did. It's the third such probation in 6 years. Oh, so clearly the other two worked out well. Jamie Dimon, the chairman and CEO of the bank, who has presided over all five felony counts, was left in place at the bank. Yesterday, when all eyes were on the vice presidential debate last night, the Federal Reserve and Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, also called the OCC, announced consent decrees with Citigroup, the third largest bank in the country. The OCC imposed a $400 million fine on Citigroup's federally insured commercial bank, Citibank, and stated in its consent order that it had, quote, identified unsafe or unsound practices with respect to the bank's internal controls, including, among other things, an absence of clearly defined roles and responsibilities and noncompliance with multiple laws and regulations, end quote. In other words, what was that? Oh, that's right. It was just a rampant, rampant criminal cartel. That's government speak for it. It was a rampant criminal cartel. But yet, somehow, some way, not a single person has gone to prison for this yet. Talking about prison, we're going to get to something that they were willing to put people in prison for. Anyway, there's more to this if you want to go over there and read it. I just wanted to get the idea across that here they are, these big banks, paying $1 billion, or in this case, $400 million, which is close to $500 million in banks, in fines, and this is what they've negotiated down to, and yet not a single person goes to prison, but they're not even required to change a single person in a single management position, which means they know they're going to continue to go on doing the same thing. Yeah, there's no criminal cartel running this country, people. Don't think that for a second. All right, in the category of, well, interesting news. I just always find this kind of interesting because I think Elon Musk did something phenomenal here. This is over in space.com. SpaceX, now if you remember, SpaceX was the dummy that they put in a Tesla vehicle, and they launched it into orbit, and it's out there flying around in space and is going to do a Mars flyby. I mean, this is just phenomenal, the way he did this. I mean, this is, well, in fact, he's the first person in human history to do something like this. And you notice how the news treated him, almost like he had said a bad word, and they were just trying to ignore him. You know, like he was a stepchild or something. Meanwhile, what the guy did was just absolutely technically and financially amazing. You know, at his own expense, he put this car up there, this Tesla, with the dummy in it they call SpaceX, Starman. And it's out there flying around, and it's going to be there supposedly for, well, at least for a few million years, something like that. Talk about leaving a legacy, right? Over in space.com, SpaceX Starman and Elon Musk's Tesla just made their first Mars flyby. So Starman got less than 5 million miles from the red planet, which is pretty close. Starman just cruised by Mars for the first time. The space suit-clad mannequin is driving, and they got that in terms, driving SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk's Tesla Roadster, which launched in February 2018 on the debut flight of the company's powerful Falcon Heavy rocket. And the duo just hit a big milestone on their cosmic journey. Starman, last seen leaving Earth, made its first close approach with Mars today with a 0.05 astronomical unit, or under 5 million miles, of the red planet. Let's see. It says one astronomical unit is the average Earth-Sun distance of about 93 million miles. So that's one AU, one astronomical unit, and Spaceman, Starman came within 0.05 AUs of Mars, which is pretty close in terms of space travel. It says Starman and the Roadster circle the sun once every 557 Earth days, according to the tracking site, whereisroadster.com. So there's actually a tracking site. If you're actually curious to look this up and learn a little bit more about it, it's called whereisroadster.com. As of today, the car and driver have covered nearly 1.3 billion miles. Gee, I wonder if it's out of warranty now. In space, far enough to drive all the roads on the Earth more than 57 times over. Anyway, there's more to this article if you want to take a cruise over to space.com. I just find it pretty interesting. And there's a car, there's a picture, there's a little piece of video of the mannequin in the Tesla, the actual mannequin in the actual Tesla as it was orbiting Earth. There's a little piece of video clip there. Pretty cool. Going on. All right, remember Ghislaine Maxwell? Remember the one that actually, she's the one that brought Jeffrey Epstein into the human trafficking business? Remember that? Well, over in Zero Hedge, Ghislaine Maxwell hires lawyer who once represented Osama bin Laden's henchmen. Yeah, because it's one big happy family, don't you know? And it starts off by saying, birds of a feather, flock. Well, you know the expression. The expression looks like it could certainly be the case when it comes to hiring attorneys as well. Ghislaine Maxwell, longtime associate and accomplice to Jeffrey Epstein. Now, this is wrong. It was the other way around. Ghislaine Maxwell brought Jeffrey Epstein into it, not the other way around. A longtime associate of Jeffrey Epstein, suspected child sex trafficker, has hired the same New York super lawyer. That's what they're calling them now, super lawyers. New York super lawyer that once represented one of Osama bin Laden's henchmen, according to Mira. Maxwell has hired Bobby Sternheim, oi, to join her legal defense team ahead of the upcoming trial in 2021. Sternheim specializes in, quote, litigating difficult and complex cases, end quote, according to her website. According to the report, she has represented clients involved in all types of crime, including racketeering conspiracies, international terrorism, capital murder, and interstate transport of pornographic media. Oh, well, what about the people? What about the kids, huh? I guess that's going to be her new specialty. Anyway, I thought I'd just mention that she's using one of the people who once represented one of Osama bin Laden's people. Same group of same circle of people, isn't it, in reality? Going on. Talking about frauds and cons over in needtoknow.news. Needtoknow.news. Attorney Dr. Rina Fulmick reveals crimes against humanity in COVID-19 scandal. Now remember, there is no pandemic. There is no epidemic. It's a fraud, a con, period. 100%. And so, let's just read a little bit about this here. It says, Dr. Rina Fulmick, an attorney licensed in Germany and the state of California, practices as a trial lawyer against fraudulent corporations. He is one of four members of the German Corona Investigative Committee. In this video, and there's a video here, if you go to the site, needtoknow.news, and it's the top article, there's actually a video of this guy explaining this. It says, in this video, he explains how the anti-corona measures have destroyed economies and lives worldwide, and the deceptions that were used to implement the bad policies. He says that most important the most important fact that the committee uncovered was that the PCR test fails to give any indication from a virus, let alone an infection with SARS-CoV-2. Now, that's what's supposed to be COVID-19. It's supposed to be actually a SARS-CoV-2 pathogen or virus. PCR tests are not approved for diagnostic purposes because they are incapable of diagnosing any disease. Now, remember, I've explained this only about 50 times so far. Using a PCR test to try and diagnose what virus you may that may be making you sick or you may have is like using a voltmeter to find out how much money's in your bank account. It has absolutely no way of doing that. And neither does a PCR test have any way of indicating whether a person has SARS-CoV-2 or any particular virus. He says that it is still not clear if there has been any it is still not clear if there has ever been a scientifically correct isolation of COVID-19 virus. So nobody knows exactly what they're testing for. Now, how many times have you fucking heard me say this? There is not a single case that has been listed in the news, a single scientific team, university, hospital, doctor, or medical team who has been given the credit with isolating the so-called COVID-19 virus or the monoclonal antibody. That's the antibody that would develop in your body in response to it. Either one of which or both of which you need to make a vaccine. You can't make the vaccine without it. It's like trying to make scrambled eggs without eggs. You need the fucking eggs. Well, to make a vaccine, you need the fucking virus, or at least the antibody that gets created because of the virus, to make the vaccine. Well, they still have not indicated that there has been a single verified isolation of the COVID-19 virus or an antibody because of it. In other words, there is none. It's a scam, people. 100% top to bottom, front to back, left to right. It's a scam. Reading one a little bit more here. An official from Germany's Department of the Interior in the Risk Assessment Office leaked the false alarm paper that concluded there was and is no sufficient evidence for serious health risks for the population as claimed by authorities, but there is plenty of evidence that bad COVID-19 policies caused massive damage to health and economies, which will lead to huge numbers of claims against the government. No, governments, and how about the fucking people who are behind it? Because the governments in and of themselves don't come up with this shit. They're simply following orders. All these little fucking peons and minions who work in the government, they are put there to execute the orders they are given by what's called the deep state or the shadow government. Those are the people that need to be held accountable. Those are the people that need to be brought into the public forum. Those are the people that need to be held, put on trial, found guilty of treason, sedition, against crimes against humanity, and hung. And as Henry would say, and have them do the shit dance. Anyway, I thought this is really interesting because he's getting down into the nuts and bolts and he ain't mincing words. There is no confirmed isolation anywhere on the planet that anybody has actually found a COVID-19 virus or isolated the virus, and there is not a single confirmed case of anybody being having isolated the antibody that would be created in response to the COVID-19 virus, because there is none, people. It's bullshit. COVID-19 is not a medical emergency. It's a political one, and it's the international communists going for it, pushing all the chips in the middle of the table and saying they're all in as they try for Operation Global Lockdown, Global Seizure, Global Enslavement, whatever you want to call it. Great, great article here. Going on. Continuing on about this bullshit called COVID-19 over in Zero Hedge. COVID-19 is, quote, unrestricted bioweapon. Whistleblower releases second paper alleging large-scale, organized, scientific fraud. Oh, I like that word, fraud, because that's exactly what it is. It says Li Mingyang, a Chinese virologist, MD, and who was a PhD, who worked in a WHO, World Health Organization reference lab, they call it a reference lab, and fled her position at the University of Hong Kong, has published a second co-authored report alleging that the SARS-CoV-2, the virus which causes COVID-19, was not only created in a Xuan lab or Wuhan lab, it's an, quote, unrestricted bioweapon, unquote, which was intentionally released. Now, that may be true, but again, how come we don't have a single confirmed case of any medical team anywhere on the planet actually isolating this so-called bioweapon, or at the very least, the antibody created within the human body as a response to it? So I take this with a grain of salt, because yes, it may be a bioweapon as they indicate, but how come nobody's isolated it yet? Going on. Talk about stupid. Over in Investment Watch, Governor Cuomo just signed an executive order extending the lockdowns until November 3rd. This isn't about science. This is about the election. Oh, fuck. What did I just say? Oh, that's right. COVID-19 is a political emergency, not a medical one. And this kind of proves the point, doesn't it? What's important about November 3rd? Oh, that's right, because we got the elections coming up, the selection process. Let's see if there's anything here. No, it's actually, there's actually, when you go to the website, there's not even a discussion of the subject matter. It's just an actual copy, an actual, it looks like a fax or a photostat of the executive order that Cuomo just signed. So there's not even any discussion with it. It's just an actual display of the order that he signed, which is kind of interesting. Going on, let's go a little bit further with this. All right, if I can get this to click in. It doesn't want to. How about that? Look at that. Oh, here we go. Over in Activist Post. Now, talking about this bullshit, this fraud. Now, remember how I just talked about J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, and now they're paying these $500 million and $1 billion fines, but nobody goes to jail? And they keep doing it over and over and over, and yet nobody's gone to jail. In fact, they didn't even require a single person to switch out of any management position who was clearly involved with it. Well, let's look at the other extreme over in Activist Post. It begins, Canada's first arrest under the Quarantine Act sets the stage for Aussie-like tyranny. Now, let's just read the first paragraph here. It says, so it begins. The Canadian government is marching down the road towards tyranny with the first arrest being made under the federal Quarantine Act. Chris Sakakokia, a.k.a. Chris Sky, and his wife were recently arrested in Toronto under the act for failing to comply with the Canadian government's 14-day quarantine rule. That's right, people. He didn't self-quarantine. And so he was arrested for that. Nobody over J.P. Morgan or Goldman Sachs was arrested doing financial crimes that amounted to the billions of dollars. In fact, no one even lost their job. In fact, no one even had to switch job positions. But this guy, he dared to walk outside, him and his wife. He walked outside in violation of that government quarantine act, and he's under arrest. Still think COVID-19 has something to do with medical issues? You're insane. Going on. Over in Cryptogon, over 6,000 scientists, 6,000 scientists, 6,000 scientists sign anti-lockdown petition saying it's causing irreparable damage. Well, besides the fact it's causing irreparable damage, it's also tyranny. It's also treason and sedition, and it's a whole slew of crimes because of the economic ramifications of this. Let's see what this says. This was also in Newsweek. More than 6,000 scientists have signed an anti-lockdown petition saying that coronavirus policies are causing irreparable damage. The petition, which is named the Great Barrington Declaration. Oh, there we go, the Great Barrington Declaration. After the town in Massachusetts, it was signed in. It was written on October 4th and has signatures from at least 2,826 medical and public health scientists, 3,794 medical practitioners, and over 60,000 members of the general public. Quote, as infectious disease epidemiologists and public health scientists, we have grave concerns about the damaging physical and mental health impacts of the prevailing COVID-19 policies. Notice they didn't say COVID-19. They said the COVID-19 policies, and recommend an approach we call focused protection. So this is bullshit right here. The petition says in its opening line, current lockdown policies are producing devastating effects on short and long-term public health. Now, let's get to the bottom of this. There is no fucking medical emergency. COVID-19 is a political emergency by the international communists who are attempting to seize the entire planet and put it under lockdown for the purpose of instituting international communism. That's what COVID-19 is. It's not a virus, people. Going on. One last one. Do I have two? Let me see. One last one. I got one more after this. Going on. Natural news. Belgian health experts accuse WHO, World Health Organization, of faking coronavirus pandemic. No, say it isn't so. Can't be. That's starting to sound like conspiracy theory. And let's do one more here. John Rappaport's blog. And the blog is blog.nomorefakenews.com. blog.nomorefakenews.com. And it's called the John Rappaport's blog. It says, the smoking gun. Where is the coronavirus? The CDC says, it isn't available. So wait, let me get this. Supposedly thousands of people are dying every day. 50 million people have been infected with it. Tens of thousands of people are being infected with it every day. But it's just not available for isolation or for inspection. No, that's the problem, people. Everybody can catch it, but nobody can actually get it into the laboratory because it's too fucking smart. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's it for me. So unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my brother, Henry Shively. Going once and twice. All right. On you, Henry.
Thank you, John. That was an excellent report. And I had, you know, a few of these things here, but we were talking about the arrests at the beginning. But Bill de Blasio threatens fines of $15,000 for violation of mass gathering bans. And these bans, people, all of this shit they're doing, I mean, Napolitano, their administrative admiralty judge came on Fox News and said that they had zero fucking authority to give any of these fucking orders. And in that article I read you at the first of the program, it says in there that, but it was stopped by the Supreme Court. They don't go on to say that she turned around the next day and did it over again under another fucking, another law that violated the procedural due process clauses in the highest law of this land. They don't give a shit about the fucking.
Are we on Earth?
I don't know, John, anymore. I swear I don't. But this is absolutely a violation of the highest law of this land. And she sits there when the law fails to operate, you have the right to defend your fucking life, to defend your fucking liberty. And that is what is occurring across this country. I mean, every one of these fucking governors who have given these orders even in the admiralty, with their argument being that it wasn't legislated, that they can't legislate, and these executive orders, they are a violation of procedural due process. When they lock you down, when they lock you inside a fucking cage, when they stop you from free movement without due process of the law, that is a violation of the highest law of this land. And as long as it remains unprosecuted, and as long as they continue to fucking give these unlawful orders and then have them enforced by a fucking private standing fucking Blackwater fucking military operating in violation of the fucking law, things are only going to escalate. And I mean, I think, you know, they're preparing, they're getting ready. Trump was talking about pulling 2,500 troops out of Afghanistan earlier today. And maybe these would be the shock troops to make sure everybody gets that fucking shot and gets their DNA changed so they don't want a gun anymore. They don't want to be free anymore. They don't want liberty. They want to serve. They want to kowtow. They just have a natural instinct to just start dropping at people's feet and kowtowing. At any rate, we're past the
top. You know, Henry, you started the program with talking about how people were arrested who were plotting to actually grab her, and basically they were going to put her on trial, it sounds like.
That's what it said.
And the FBI jumped right on it. But how come the FBI couldn't jump on her for committing the federal crime of violating the Bill of Rights and for turning Michigan into an open-air prison?
That's a high crime. That is fucking flat out treason against the people of the United States of these Americas, against our authority. I mean, that is a high crime, and we can't even charge it. Only, but they're just like Hillary Clinton committed, I mean, goddamn, how many fucking international fucking crimes? That's enough to get her fucking hung. I mean, enough to fucking...
And then they admitted it on national and yes. international TV, all the crimes she committed, but no reasonable prosecutor would go after her for that.
Yeah, but there was a reasonable prosecutor that would go after anybody that tried to fucking stop the crime. That's the point, I guess, huh?
I guess.
Anyways, we're past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And hey, man, it is what it fucking is, and it ain't going to change until we change it, and that is The Word from the Trenches.